Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Tenaris SA, a major player in the steel pipe manufacturing game, often referred to by its ticker TS on the exchange. If you're not familiar with Tenaris, let me give you the quick rundown. They're a global leader in producing steel pipes and related services, primarily for the energy sector, with a strong footprint in oil and gas markets. Headquartered in Luxembourg, they operate across multiple continents, and their products are critical for drilling and pipeline infrastructure. Let's dive into what's been happening with Tenaris lately, break down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and see if this stock fits into your long-term portfolio. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's touch on some recent developments and performance trends. Based on the latest updates, Tenaris has been navigating a mixed landscape. Their second quarter 2025 earnings call revealed sales of around $3.1 billion, which is solid, but there are hints of softening demand in certain regions. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some volatility over the past year, with shorter-term metrics like the one-week and one-month performance reflecting minor fluctuations, while longer-term numbers over 5 years indicate a more stable upward trajectory compared to industry averages in the energy equipment and services sector. There's also chatter in the news about market challenges, but also strategic moves to bolster their positioning. So, with that backdrop, let's unpack the SWOT and see where Tenaris stands for us long-term investors. Strengths: global market presence. Tenaris isn't just a local player. They've got operations spread across key regions, which diversifies their revenue streams. Their geographic segmentation data shows significant contributions from multiple areas, reducing reliance on any single market. For a long-term investor, this kind of spread is a safety net against regional downturns. Strong financial metrics. Looking at their latest figures, Tenaris boasts a healthy current ratio and quick ratio, both indicating solid liquidity to cover short-term obligations. Their gross profit margin is also impressive, showing they're not just making revenue, but keeping a good chunk as profit. This kind of financial stability is what we love to see when we're in for the long haul. Focus on energy sector. With the energy industry as their bread and butter, Tenaris is well-positioned in a sector that, despite its ups and downs, remains essential. Their product categories are heavily tied to oil and gas infrastructure, and as per their earnings call, they're seeing steady demand in key markets like the Middle East. That's a strong foundation to build on. Operational efficiency. Their return on equity and return on invested capital are both competitive within the industry. This tells me they're using shareholder money and capital effectively to generate returns, a green flag for anyone looking at sustainable growth over decades. Weaknesses: demand sensitivity. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. The recent earnings call summary flagged some concerns about softening demand in certain regions, particularly in North America. For a company so tied to energy markets, any slowdown in drilling or pipeline projects can hit hard. As investors, we need to keep an eye on these short-term dips, even if our horizon is long. Debt levels. While not alarming, their debt-to-equity ratio isn't negligible. They've got some leverage on the balance sheet, and in a rising interest rate environment or during a downturn in energy spending, this could squeeze margins. It's not a deal-breaker, but it's something to monitor. Margin pressures. Despite a strong gross profit margin, their net profit margin has room for improvement. This suggests that operating costs or other expenses might be eating into the bottom line more than we'd like. For long-term holders, efficiency gains here could be a game changer, but right now, it's a weak spot. Opportunities. Strategic positioning in growth markets. Tenaris is making smart moves, especially in regions like the Middle East, where energy projects are ramping up. Their earnings call highlighted optimism about these markets, and if they can capitalize on this momentum, it could drive significant revenue growth over the next few years. For us, that's a potential catalyst worth watching. Innovation and CapEx. They're not sitting still. Cash flow statements show consistent investments in property, plant, and equipment, which signals they're upgrading facilities and possibly innovating their product lines. If these investments translate into more efficient production or new offerings, it could widen their competitive moat, a big win for long-term value. Valuation upside. Let's talk numbers for a second. Their forward PE ratio, based on analyst estimates, is sitting at a reasonable level compared to the industry average. It's not dirt cheap, but it's not overvalued either, suggesting there's room for price appreciation if they execute well. For a long-term investor, buying at a fair valuation with growth potential is always appealing. Energy transition plays. While their core is oil and gas, any pivot or expansion into renewable energy infrastructure, like hydrogen pipelines, could open new revenue streams. They haven't explicitly mentioned this in the data, but their expertise in steel pipes positions them to potentially tap into these emerging sectors down the line. Threats. Industry volatility. Let's be real. The energy sector is a roller coaster. Geopolitical tensions, oil price swings, and regulatory changes can all impact demand for Tenaris's products. Their industry performance metrics show that the sector can be choppy, with varying returns over different timeframes. As long-term investors, we can weather some storms, but these external factors are always a risk. Competitive pressure. The steel pipe market isn't a solo act. Tenaris faces competition, and if rivals start undercutting on price or innovating faster, it could erode market share. The industry's average PE ratio suggests valuations are tight, so there's not much room for error if competition heats up. Economic slowdowns. Broader economic headwinds could dampen energy infrastructure spending. If global growth slows, projects get delayed, and that hits Tenaris right in the revenue line. Their earnings call mentioned cautious optimism, but caution is the key word here. We need to factor in macro risks. Environmental and regulatory risks. With increasing scrutiny on fossil fuels, there's always a threat of tighter regulations or shifts away from traditional energy. While Tenaris isn't directly an oil producer, their business is tied to that ecosystem, so any policy shifts could indirectly pressure demand. All right, let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. Tenaris SA presents a compelling case for long-term investors, but it's not without its hurdles. On one hand, their global presence, financial stability, and strategic focus on growth markets like the Middle East give me confidence in their ability to grow over the next decade. On the other hand, sensitivity to energy demand, some debt concerns, and broader industry risks mean you've got to stay vigilant. For me, the valuation looks fair, and their investments in infrastructure could pay off big if executed well. If you're building a diversified portfolio with exposure to energy, Tenaris could be a solid pick, but I'd keep an eye on those short-term demand trends and macro conditions as leading indicators. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT breakdown on MarketSnap. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay connected for our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full bullet point SWOT on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts on Tenaris in the comments. Do you see it as a long-term hold, or are you cautious about the energy sector? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.